to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyric Dominus, here to give you another anime review. This time around, we're going to be talking about campfire cooking in another world with my obscure skill. So once again, we're going to be talking about another isekai with a, once again, as you can see, an extremely long title. Not as long as some others, more recent, that are coming out this spring season. But I for sure was looking forward to this one as one of the few series that I was reading. I wanted to see how they were going to adapt this one in particular. So the story, it's pretty much simple. It's an isekai where... let's see, what is... I'm trying to remember the name of the main character. I believe it's Makoda? I think that's his name, Makoda. As we're following Makoda... Is it Makoda? Let me double check here. Japanese names always frustrate me sometimes. Makoda. Yeah, Makoda. Oh, it's close enough to what I believe. As you're following him, as he was accidentally summoned to a hero summon... as three other individuals, you know, your classic high schoolers, as you, Makoda is your average salary man who was just caught in the glimpse of it. And like every other like isekai style thing where your traditional heroes have their abilities, Makoda has this very obscure ability called online supermarket. So that's where this show gets it, most of its like fun like aspects of the show, because along the way you're following Makoda, who decides like, no, he does not want to do the whole hero's journey. He just wants to, you know, enjoy his life for the most part and figure out some semblance of a life in this new world, right? So he along the way figures out that his quote skill online supermarket, he can basically buy shit online, food, condiments, tools and stuff like that, so that it becomes a useful thing, you know. It's basically Amazon. What's Amazon's food? I forget, whatever that's like. It's just basically you can summon food automatically as long as you have the right amount of currency, whatever. And this is where this show really showcases a lot of its thing. This show is more of a mix of some adventure, a little bit of battle, and for sure the food is what's key here. It's one of those food animes where the food is drawn beautifully, and damn was I hungry every time they did those scenes. It was the worst idea to ever watch an episode before I ate, I'll be honest, but they did a reasonably good job adapting this show. I do have one gripe, and I'll leave that literally towards the end, because overall art style was nice and clean, simple, nothing too extravagant, and the animation was good because, like I said, Makoda is just your simple average dude. But along the way, he meets the beast, kind of like the legendary beast Fjordnir, and it just gets into this weird, wild, like slapstick of these two back and forth of this powerful like wolf being, and the only way he can be satiated is by his cooking. So you know, you get these fun moments, and you know, you just go through this as he's trying to just stay under the radar, just live his life eating good food. And you got Fen, who is like, hey, I'm hungry, I'll go kill stuff, you make stuff from the things I kill. And it's fun, it's fun, adorable, food drawn beautifully, like I mentioned earlier. The soundtrack and the music for this one is nice and somber, really helps for the story to move along. Nothing too grand, but it's nice and clean, and I like that. Like I said, the story is pretty simple. If that's something you really are looking for a show about just another isekai, but more in the style of a guy who's just trying to make a day-to-day life, but he still gets dragged along, and along the way he meets a few more other individuals, and he's just trying to make some good food. And yeah, it's a fun show, and I like how they did it for these 12 episodes. Was it 12 episodes? Yeah, for these 12 episodes. I enjoyed it, and I'm glad they adapted it to the best of their abilities. Now, this is my huge gripe. They did some cut content, and not too extravagant, I'm gonna be honest. It's not one of those things where I'm like, oh my god, why did they do that? They should have put that in there. It's useless. This show is garbage. No, it's not. It was a nice small like note of a small little side story of one character meeting some other characters, and it would have been nice to see. They do make a reference it in the finale, which upset me a little bit, just because it would have been just a fun side episode, and I would have been content with the 13th episode. Where one episode was just this fun side thing with one of the other characters, but they did not do it, which is a little disappointing. It would have just been a fun one, but that's kind of my big gripe, because the rest of the show is pretty entertaining if you were looking for something like this, where it's just another isekai who, he doesn't have an overpowered ability, he just cooks stuff, but he has a familiar who's overpowered, and he's just trying to, like, just do everyday things and just making good food, and that's kind of really all you get. So yeah, that's where you get when you're watching Campfire Cooking in Another World with an Obscure Skill. So if you're looking for something like this, this is your cup of tea. I'm gonna give this one a solid... I'm gonna give this one a 7. It was a good show. It was a good show. Like I said, for me, in my own opinion, it would have probably got an 8. Maybe, I don't know, about a 9. But it would have got an 8 if they just added that one extra episode, just to give a little bit more nuance to the world a little bit. To have more interactions, because that's one of the fun things, is sometimes you get these interactions with these characters. You don't get them too much because you're following mostly Makoda, and Fen and Sue, and these are like these interactions. But when they're interacting with the townspeople or other adventurers, it just livens up the dynamics more, and the food scenes. The food scenes are amazing. They're always good. It makes me hungry, for sure. Like I said, it hurts me a little bit knowing that there could have been a little bit more added to the world, and it was decided not to. Understandable. It wouldn't have added too much to the story, but it would have added a little bit more of character development or some character insight, I would say, and I would have enjoyed that as just a fun side op. But yeah, a 7 out of 10. Let me know what you guys thought about Campfire Cooking in Another World with my Obscured Skill. Is this one of those abilities that are like, oh my god, not for me. But yeah, if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment down below. If you're listening to this on Spotify, you can leave a message down below. But if not, you can always follow me on Instagram and leave a comment around there. But yeah, so thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya. See ya. See ya. See ya.